This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us. You know, Kathy, we're talking about appliances. And about 19 years ago, we built our house. And we decided on a Whirlpool refrigerator and a Whirlpool freezer in the kitchen, side by side. And they made them. And then, so we built the cabinets just for that exact dimensions for the refrigerator and freezer sitting side by side in the kitchen. And wouldn't you know it, Whirlpool discontinued that product. We couldn't get it. So we modified the cabinets and went with Frigidaire because they had one. Now, the price of the refrigerator was $750. The price of the freezer was $750, so $1,500 for both. You can still get them today. You know, probably a little thinner, a little lighter. $2,700 each. Now, they changed the handles, but it's the same thing. 17 cubic feet. Can you imagine that? So, if that thing quit, I went into the kitchen a few minutes ago, got some coffee. I got to tell you, I would be livid if that thing, either one of those things, quit on their own, you know, in 20 years. Now, we did have damage because the electric company blew one of them up. But that wasn't the appliance's fault per se. But would you expect a new refrigerator to last 20 years? I don't think so. Now, years ago, let's say the 60s, if you had a refrigerator from the 60s, it's probably still working. In the 70s, in the 80s, maybe even the 90s, maybe, probably not, but the 60s and 70s and 80s, yeah. I'm talking about General Electric, I'm talking about Whirlpool, I'm talking about, you know, back then there was a company called General Motors. They made Frigidaire. That was their brand. And then Whirlpool was RCA, Radio Corporation of America, RCA, Whirlpool. And then there was Ford Philco. And Philco made refrigerators and freezers and washing machines and dryers. I know for a fact. We had a Philco washing machine, and it was really neat. Instead of having an agitator that went back and forth and back and forth, this thing had a wobble plate in the base of the tub, and it would wobble. It would push the water through the clothes rather than push the clothes through the water. And the clothes lasted a lot longer. There's only one problem with it. When you were done, the clothes were in a knot. So instead of, you know, pulling out a shirt and jeans or whatever you're pulling out one at a time, you'd be pulling out a whole bunch all knotted together. That was the problem with it. And, you know, most people didn't like that. That's why you don't see Philco washing machines. Kathy, have you ever seen one? A Philco washer?
No, I haven't, Ben. Uh-uh.
It was really neat, and it was quiet. You know, you didn't hear that agitating motion. But the bottom line is the agitator won. In terms of the best design for durability, washing clothes, efficiency of using detergent, the agitator, the standard agitator, won the longevity race. And Kathy, you mentioned a paddle fan. Is that what I would be calling a ceiling fan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, class, how long do they last? Well, if you think about it, somewhere maybe around 15 years, and they stop working. Maybe 12 years. And the reason is, typically, well, a couple reasons. One, if the person who installed it and didn't balance the blades, it'll wobble. There's absolutely no reason for a ceiling fan to have the blades wobble. And pretty much if you go in anybody's house and you look at their ceiling fan, it's rattling on the ceiling, especially at higher speeds. Kathy, have you seen that?
Yeah, and Vince, I think my husband about had a stroke one time. I forgot what house he was in, and he went and he looked at how they did the paddle fan, and they didn't put the appropriate, what do you call it, like the bracing or whatever. And he said that thing could have come down on whoever it was. I just remember him going up there and fixing it.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a bunch of things. So a ceiling fan class weighs more than the typical bedroom light fixture. And what happens is people will say, you know what, it's kind of hot. Let's get that single bulb light fixture out of the ceiling and we'll replace it with a ceiling fan with three or four lights. But what they're not thinking about is that the box that the original light fixture was attached to in the ceiling was not designed to hold the weight and torque of a ceiling fan. Those blue plastic boxes, electrical boxes, were never designed to hold the weight and torque of a ceiling fan. So every time that ceiling fan starts spinning up with 48 or 52-inch blades, it twists the box. And it's got little plastic ears with two little nails that hold the box in place. That box is designed to maybe hold 3 pounds, not 15 pounds or 20 pounds with torque every time it starts, you know, every time the motor starts. So what has happened in many cases is the boxes will break, the ceiling fan will fall down, and, you know, if someone is unfortunate and is under it, it can be killed from it, from the weight of that ceiling fan landing on their head. Or if they're lying on the floor watching TV or something, I mean, they can get crushed. So there's a special box that's made for ceiling fans. It's designed to take that torque. Now, it costs 10 times as much. But it's crazy not to use it. It's metal. It's not plastic. It's made out of metal. The other thing about ceiling fans is capacitors, electric motors, for the most part, almost all use capacitors to start or to keep the motors running. And the capacitors wear out somewhere between 8 and 12 years, something like that. And it's another $12 part. And so if you have a ceiling fan and you notice the ceiling fan goes, that's a capacitor. That's a bad capacitor. And in the bottom cover, that little dome-shaped piece of metal, a pull chain is usually attached to that. Inside there is a capacitor. It might have 2, 3, 4, 5 leads. Different colors, and you can buy a replacement capacitor on eBay, ship for $12, and you replace color for color with little wire nuts, and you're back in business in 5 minutes. You don't have to go shopping for a new ceiling fan. The ceiling fan's fine. It's the capacitor that quit. It's like almost 100% of the time, that's what it is. So, and the other thing is, ceiling fans have blades, and sometimes they have 4 blades, and sometimes they have 3, and sometimes they have 5, maybe even 6, and they need to be balanced, like a wheel on a car, a wheel and tire assembly on a car. It's exactly the same thing happens. So if it's out of balance, it'll wobble, and if it'll wobble, it'll be more inclined to vibrate itself loose and fall off the ceiling. There is no reason why a ceiling fan shouldn't be absolutely perfectly smooth when it's running. No wobble whatsoever. None. And when you buy a ceiling fan, they come with weights, little lead weights. And they're like thick postage stamps. And they typically come with something like a little plastic clip. And what you do is you put the ceiling fan up and then you power it up. And you see if it wobbles. If it wobbles, you shut it off. Wait till it stops, and then you put this plastic clip on one of the blades, like maybe in the middle of one of the blades. And then you power it up again, and does the wobble get worse? If it gets worse, you know that you put the weight exactly opposite of where it should have been. So you shut the fan off, and you take this little plastic clip, which is a weight. It's a temporary weight. It's kind of like a clothespin. of a specific weight, and you put it on the other opposite side of those fan blades, and you power it up, and you see if it gets better. Then you move that weight either inward or outward on the blade that seems to give you the best wobble-free condition, and you'll find a spot which is perfect. Then when you find that spot, then you take the weight that comes, the self-adhesive weight that comes with the ceiling fan kit, and you put it on the upper side where you can't see it, right where that clip is. And you will now have a balanced fan. It's as simple as that. But it's going to take you 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes of trial and error. There's no other way I know of doing it other than trial and error. But every ceiling fan that we have in our house, perfectly smooth. Because it adds to the life expectancy of the ceiling fan if it does not wobble. If it does wobble, it's brutal on the bearings. It's brutal on the motor. And it will cause your ceiling fan to wear out faster. And then all you have to do is get another ceiling fan and go through that whole process again. Now, how long do ceiling fans last? Well, if you get a good brand, I think they last a long time. Ours have been going for 19 years. 19 years. And if they quit, I'm going to be furious. If they don't go, you know, the rest of my lifetime, I am going to be furious. What brand have we bought? I only buy one brand. Only one. Hunter. H-U-N-T-E-R. It's not like they're an advertiser. It's just that Hunter has been around for a very long time. Very long time. Like over 100 years. It's a top quality brand. And if you look, there are plenty of copies. And the copies, the hardware is thinner. The hardware cracks and breaks. I'm talking about, you know, the house brands from like Home Depot and Lowe's. Way, 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 way inferior as compared to Hunter fans. They look the same. They really do. But if you were to take the parts and weigh them, you would see what I'm talking about. But don't believe what I say. Kathy, back to you.
You know, Ben, I have a question for you. You know, it all goes back to maintenance and putting it in right and cleaning the filters and everything else that goes in with our appliances. But the question I have is, like, how would you know, well, really, I guess it's two questions. How would you know if a serviceman would say, oh, it's going to cost too much to fix it, and he gives you a price? Like, how do you know whether it's really true or whether maybe he just doesn't want to, it's not a repair that he would like to do, so, like, he just gives you a higher figure? Because if you have to call somebody else, let's say it's like for me, if it was something I had to do and I couldn't do it myself, how would you know, like, when is enough? Like, when do you stop fixing it? Because, you know, I like my old appliances. I don't want to get rid of them. But I know at some point they won't be able to be fixed enough. And I understand, like, okay, let's say for whatever reason, you just can't get that part. You can't find it anywhere. I guess that's my question. Like, how do you know when you can't fix it anymore? And, like, how do you know if you're being lied to by a repair person?
Kathy, this is going to sound terrible, but I would say pretty much 100% of the time you're going to be lied to. At least that's my experience. Because around here, and maybe this is just some micro example, but around here people don't know how to fix anything, and these are the experts. And I mentioned I bought three generators. Now this is a guy who has the best reputation in the area. This guy sells a lot of generators, and there's three of them that he couldn't fix, and the cost for fixing three was
a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Cassie's with us, and she's asked me a really, really difficult question. I will answer it. But first, Kyle in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
You know, I just couldn't help but not call in, Vince, over this. So, Kathy, my opinion is, like Vince said, number one, I don't really trust anything that these repair guys tell you. I just don't I don't trust anything. But number two, I wouldn't buy a new appliance anymore. People that do that, I just cringe because this is a true story. A friend of mine had paid $1,600 for a brand new fridge with the bottom freezer and two cargo type doors in there, and it is beautiful. Lasted a whopping 4 years. And then went dead. And so he says, well, my wife wants a different one. So he just went and paid $1,880 for a new one. And he knows that I do stuff with these fridges. He said, I didn't even want to call a repair guy. And I said, well, I told him beforehand, I said, did you burp it? And he said, what? I said, just lay it on its side, leave it for an hour. Pick it back up, leave it for an hour at least on both of those. So you have to lay it on its side for at least an hour, then pick it back up for at least an hour, and then fire it up and see if it works. And he said, oh, you can just have it. He said, I don't want to fiddle with it. So I took his $1,600 fridge, did exactly that very thing for it, picked it back up, and I've been using it now for the last year and a half. It works perfectly. The other thing I was going to mention is I don't like so I hunted around, and I found another fridge just like this one that I've got. And it was at a appliance repair place. And the guy said, well, you can have the whole fridge for $100. It's got all the drawers, everything extra. And so I found this thing and I cannibalized it. I took all the seals. I took all of the computer board in the back. I took every drawer, every slide, every rail. I completely cannibalized this thing and I stuck it all in a couple of boxes in the shop. Okay. Because I like the fridge and my wife likes the fridge too, but it's working perfectly. The thing I would say is if I didn't have the, well, actually, this is the truth. I have two other extra refrigerators and I have two spare freezers that are of the older type that work perfectly. And I picked them up. People are selling these things. People are giving them away. The one chest freezer that I've got out there, I've been using for the last 4 years. I got it at a garage sale for free because we thought, well, I thought, yeah, I'm about to burp this thing just like I do the refrigerators. And if it doesn't work, we'll use it to store grain. But if it does work, we'll turn it into a refrigerator, a freezer. And we've been, I burped it and put it back out there, and we have been using it, Kathy, for 4 years. So this just happened, too. This was just this week. A lady friend of ours called my wife and said, oh, I've just decided to get a brand new washer and dryer. And she said, I've got this is an excellent Frigidaire front load washer. Do you want it? So she said, of course. So we have a front loader that was given to us, and here now I've got a spare front load washing machine that was given to us. So I just, and hers is about 5 years old. It's working perfectly, she said. She's just an old lady, lives by herself, and for some reason decided to get a brand new washer and dryer. If you go through Facebook, Craigslist, all of these different places, you can find these things for $50 to $100 to free. And if they work good, just store them. Stick them in a shop. And that way you don't, if your freezer dies, you don't have the downtime of all of your stuff going bad. And you just unload it into a big cooler and move the freezer stuff or move the freezers around, put your other one in, hook it up and go again. My son in Bozeman, you got a break again, Vince?
Yeah, we're going into a break.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The much-anticipated border security and foreign aid deal in the U.S. Senate has failed, despite earlier optimism. Republican senators opposed to the measures said it does not go far enough to deter illegal border crossers from coming to the U.S. in the first place. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reportedly intends to try and pass the foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan separately, proclaiming himself as pro-life Spider-Man. One man descended the Las Vegas Sphere to gather funds for a pregnant woman on Wednesday.
Hey guys, I'm here on top of the Sphere. I guess they're going to make me go through the top.
Climber Madison DeChamps shared footage on his Instagram account. The stunt tied up traffic in the streets below and the strip for quite a while. It was not DeChamps' first daring feat, though. He executed a comparable stunt in Phoenix during last year's Super Bowl. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today,
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us in Ohio. Kyle's with us in Montana. Two USA Prepares instructors. And three of us are weighing in about technical support, technical services, appliance repair, those kinds of things. And how do you know who to trust? The answer is you can't trust anybody. And here's the proof of it. I can't tell you how many people come here and they say, you know, I just bring it in for an oil change, and those guys, Every time I bring it in for an oil change, it's $700. They find all these things, and they say, well, you know, you might want to get this done now before it gets worse, and while we're in there, we'll, you know, save you some money. So a $700 oil change, it keeps going on like that every time they bring their vehicle in for an oil change. At least $700. And what we're finding is that other companies are looking for things to sell you. And it's like the salespeople are on commission. The more stuff they sell you, the higher they get paid. And they want to do that. So it's a real problem. So the bottom line is, do I know anybody who actually does a decent job of repairing? Not around here. I do not. And so what we find is that the other guys don't do what we do. They don't cut the oil filters apart to see the quality firsthand for themselves. They just call the auto parts store. They say, I've got an XYZ make, model, year, and the oil filters get delivered, and they put on whatever the counter guy decides to sell them. And they put in whatever kind of oil they feel like putting in. We do the research to make sure that the lubricants that we use are meet the requirements of the vehicles that we put them in. And for example, if you buy a starter, they're not all the same. Alternators are not all the same. If you buy a starter on eBay, you can be pretty sure that you're going to be buying another one in a year. So you might as well spend a little bit more and get it from AutoZone with a lifetime warranty. And then when it fails in a year or a year and a half, then you get another one for free. Of course, you're going to have to keep replacing them, but at least you won't have to keep buying new replacements because you get the one with the lifetime warranty. Now, I don't put much stock in warranties. However, at AutoZone, I do, because the parts that I find that are available are lousy pretty much no matter who makes them. They come from China for the most part. So in terms of how do you tell if a technician is really any good, I would submit to you, Kathy, there are very, 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 very few good technical people who are in the repair business. I don't think there are very many left. And the proof of that is you call a guy up and he says, it's you got a leak in that refrigerator, and you know what, you might as well get a new one. Okay? Now, if you called Frank would say, yeah, you've got a leak there. And if depending on where the leak is, he'll tell you whether he can fix it or not. But that's because he's got 40 years of experience. 40 years of experience. I know a guy who is one of those, he's a club member. It's a bunch of business people that get together in the big city in Springfield. And they have breakfast, you know, once a week. So they're all in this club, and some people have different professions. And one of the guys owns a large air conditioning and heating and ventilation company. And so my former friend called him up and said, yeah, air conditioning's not working in our business. And so they said, yeah, sent a guy out, yeah, you need a whole new unit on the roof, which means a crane. So it was a really expensive proposition. I'm talking maybe $12,000. And then he decided, you know what? I'm gonna follow Vinny's advice. I'm gonna call somebody else and see what he says. And the guy said, went up on the roof. Half hour later, he came back. He said, it's all fixed. It was a capacitor. $47. So even if you have a friend in the business, even that doesn't seem to work anymore. Kyle, any comments about that?
Yeah, I was just gonna say quickly, I know your husband, Kathy, is a real, you know, pretty skookum guy. He can do just about anything as well. But I would cultivate other friendships of people that are old technicians that have been around for a while that are, you know, maybe have another 10 years worth of work that they want to do in their life. I would cultivate that. You were talking about the trucks and cars and different things, Vince, real quick. This just happened. My son called me and said, Dad, my truck is, he said, it barely started. I've got every warning light going. It's a 2020 Duramax. He said, I've got every warning light that's flashing right now. And I said, I've got to get this trailer over to this place. And I said, well, son, what you've got to do is get right. If you're going to go to a repair shop and you're going to go to the dealer, his boss has a relationship with this dealer. And anyway, I said, you better go right there because I don't know if you're going to have enough battery juice to get you know, to do all this running around that you want. But I said, it's your alternator. And so he goes to the dealership, and every warning light is on. Air codes are everywhere. And he said, but I'm not seeing any low voltage input into any of these sensors. So I don't think it's your alternator. And I told him, I said, son, I've seen this. I've been around here for 50 years working on cars. I said, it's your alternator. All these newer cars are all integrated. And when the alternator goes out, it makes everything. I said, there's no way every sensor, every bad relay you've got on that truck went bad in one time. And so he trusts me. And so he took the truck back home and, went and bought an alternator and put it in there and cleared the codes. And all of a sudden everything is fixed perfect. He said the dealership told me that they could look at it in 2 weeks. And it would be somewhere between $2,300 and $2,700 by the time they diagnosed it. He said the alternator was $480, but it's, you know, saved his company another $2,000 just for him swapping it out himself, and it fixed the problem. So I would say cultivate relationships with people that are, you know, kind of like your husband, Vince, and I, that have been around the block a few times. And I won't take up any more of your time, but I was just going to say, if it was me, I tend to have spares of everything when it comes to appliances. I literally have two spares of everything, literally. Freezers, washers, dryers, refrigerators, you name it. I have two spares of everything, and they're all stored, sealed, and put away. So that I can, if something goes down, I know I've got it. And then if it doesn't work for some reason, it's set too long, the seals have dried out and it don't work, I've got another spare. But things are tested before I store them. And then if it's a washer, it's drained and put away and sealed up, dry, and that's my spare. But it's way cheaper to do that than to call a repairman anymore, because it's like I told my other daughter the other day. I said, for the price of finding a nice one on Craigslist, you won't get, that's about half of the bill that you're going to get for a repairman to come out and tell you what's wrong with your new fridge or whatever, you know. Anyway, I won't take any more of your time, and I just wanted to touch base with you.
Very good, Kyle.
Thanks,
see you
Kyle.
See you next Thursday,
yep.
Kyle.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Thank you for weighing in. How's Kyle in Montana, USA Prepares instructor, and he has a wealth of knowledge. He's a heavy equipment operator. He was an assistant shop foreman at multiple dealerships. Yeah. He is a journeyman electrician. So he's had his hands in a lot of equipment. He's seen a lot of things break, and he's absolutely right. So when he has a problem with a refrigerator, he just goes to the refrigerator department at his house and gets another one, or a freezer, or a washing machine. And that's how we live, class. So and I do the same thing. And I know Kathy and her husband have parts also. And we've all seen things break, and we live by mini-max regret, although we probably don't say it often enough. Mini-max regret is, what's your maximum regret? What would you like least to happen? And that would be your maximum regret. So do whatever it is to make sure that you don't have that maximum regret. So if your maximum regret is that you have a chest freezer and it quits and you lose, I don't know, $1,000 worth of food, because you can't get a new chest freezer because the stores don't have them. They have display models, but you can't have those, can't buy those. They deliver them on Tuesdays or Wednesdays or next week or next month if they have them in stock. So get a used one and make sure you test it and make sure it's at the ready. And should you have a failure, then you transfer your food. What's wrong with that? Can you get one for $200? You probably can. You can probably get a chest freezer that works for $200. So you might want to get one. One that's made in America. Kathy, back to you.
You know, Ben, Kyle, and you made a good point about, you know, cultivating friendships. And we do have those. Unfortunately, a lot of those people that we knew are now not with us anymore. And, you know, we have some of our neighbors who, some the ones, you know, commercial electrician, we are three of our neighbors are farmers, and you know, we do have that, but it seems like for the most part, my husband is like the go-to person. You know, and I find that for me, I find people coming to me, and because I am, I guess you could say, very domesticated, you know. So I sew, I cook, I can, I dehydrate, I garden, and there's nobody that I know personally that I can go to. Like if I have a sewing question, that I don't know anybody that I can go to. They're either don't sew anymore or they're gone or, you know, they're just, their knowledge is limited. So, but I do agree, you know, I'm not saying that I wouldn't do it or wouldn't look into it, but, you know, I do agree with that, Ben.
Kathy, here's a funny story.
Go ahead.
I was brought on as a consultant and for a private school in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And they wanted to buy a computer network, and they wanted like 100 and something computers, 180 maybe. And so they brought IBM in, and IBM gave a presentation, and then I was brought in as a competitor for IBM. And that was our little computer company going head-to-head with IBM. And so they had this panel of people asking questions, and when I was all done, they said, How come IBM was here and they had five people? And when we asked them a question, if they didn't have the answer, they wrote it down. They said they'd get back to us. They'd check with headquarters and have one of their experts, you know, help them with the answer, and they would get the answer back to the private school. I said, How come we, when we ask you questions, you have all the answers? How come? And I said, well, that's because I'm the last guy. I don't have anybody to ask. It's just me. And that, I'm not trying to brag, class, but what I'm trying to tell you is you need to be that guy who figures out the answers for yourself. Because if you have to depend on the others, I think you're going to be in trouble because there are fewer and fewer of those people who know how to do things. Now, here's an example. I mentioned to Kathy I wanted to buy a sewing machine, and I found a used Singer dressmaker sewing machine made in Taiwan. This thing is magnificent, probably from the 60s, late 60s, early 70s. It is made out of cast iron. It is magnificent. So I fired it up, bought on Facebook Marketplace, drove 2.5 hours each way to get it, and it sounded kind of rough. And I'll tell you what I did when we come back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, the genesis of this sewing machine is this. I wanted to buy some blue jeans, and I bought some. And had them shipped in, and they were on sale. And the company that made them, Wrangler, didn't catch that there's about an inch of stitching that was missing. Now, I didn't wash them yet. I thought, you know, if I wash them, it's going to come apart. It's going to be hard to fix. I better fix them first. So, maybe I ought to just send them back. So I called Wrangler. I said, send them back. Send them back. So it costs about $12 to send these things back. And I figured, you know what? For twice as much, I can buy a whole sewing machine. So I bought a sewing machine. A used Singer dressmaker sewing machine. Absolutely fabulous. This thing's cast iron. It must weigh 50 pounds. It's portable. Well, they say it's portable. I think they mean it's luggable. So I got this thing, and the gal is magnificent. I mean, it hardly looks like it has any miles on it. It was this gal's mom. She didn't want it. And so I bought it for $25. I paid the full asking price. And I plugged it in, and it's kind of sluggish. So I was on the phone with Kathy, and I said, well, I'm really excited about the sewing machine. I turned it upside down. While I was on the phone with her, I unscrewed the top cover, and I took a piece of wire, like 16-gauge wire, and some non-detergent 30 lubricating oil. And I lubricated all these spots I thought needed, you know, the bearings, the crankshaft, the camshaft, all these moving parts, including the motor, while I was on the phone with Kathy. And then I finished up when Kathy and I were done, and I sent Kathy an audio of what this sewing machine sounds like. Kathy, what was your reaction?
Oh, it was obviously very smooth. It was not struggling at all. If you could tell, it's probably going to outlast you, Vince. I'm sure it's a very good quality machine.
Yeah. So here's the point, class. The last time I worked on a sewing machine was in the 60s. You know, my grandmother's 50s, 1960s, as a child. And it's the same thing. And not much has changed. And so for a one-foot-long piece of wire, 8 inches was probably enough, but 1 foot would be better. 16-gauge wire, either with or without insulation. Without insulation is better. And you can't drop oil in all these spots because there's parts in the way. You know, the gravity is straight down, right? So if you bend a piece of wire to get to the lubricating hole that you want, and you know, fabricate this, maybe it curves, bent this way, that way, piece of wire, and you put a drop of oil, the oil will travel down this clean piece of wire and land where you want it to land, that drop of oil. And that's what I did. So it took 15 minutes to lubricate this whole thing, and it is smooth as can be. So you might want to look that up on the internet. You know, how do I lubricate a sewing machine? Now, I use non-detergent 30 oil. It's probably recommended that you use 20-20 oil, but I wanted a thicker oil, one that it wasn't going to sling off as much and one that would stay for a longer period of time. I did not use automatic transmission fluid. I did not use engine oil. I used non-detergent lubricating oil. So it's like engine oil, except it doesn't have the additive package, the detergents and all the rest of it. All it is plain old lubricating oil. It works great. And you can get it at, you know, AutoZone or the big box stores. Non-detergent 30. Or you might get non-detergent 20. It works great. And I use it for electric motors. So those are my thoughts. And Kathy, I think you're going to have to do your own maintenance of your own sewing machines. You maybe have your husband work with you, or, you know, do it together. And, look at the parts that move. And those are the ones that need to be lubricated.
Well, and Vince, you know, I have always been diligent. I oil it regularly. I clean it regularly, especially if I'm working with batting or flannel or anything that has a lot of lint. I really try to be careful. And you and I were talking, and I have a 29-year-old Saf sewing machine. And there's a quick story behind it. I bought it in 1995, and I will admit it has a computer board on it. It has a lot of utility stitches that I love. I'm kind of spoiled now. Now, I don't have to have it. I have an old Kenmore that's a workhorse. It's probably in the 60s it was made, maybe early 70s. So that is my backup. So my staff come to find out, it was made in 1995, but it was made by West Germany. In 1996, that's when the Berlin Wall came down, and so the ones made in 1996 were just Germany. So what they did then was they made those, in the castings and some of the parts were made in China. So the machine I have is better quality. I don't want a new machine. I'm going to use this one as long as I can, because I just can't find, you know, there's not local people to fix it. And so I am going to have to do my research and try to fix it myself if something else goes wrong.
Yeah, and Kathy, you can buy brushes for the motor. $10 will buy you a whole neighborhood supply of electric motor brushes for those sewing machines. And so, class, I think you're going to have to do it yourself. I wish, Kathy, I could say all you have to do is ask these seven questions and find out if the technician knows what he's doing or knows what she's doing. But the answer is I don't think they do. I don't think they know what they're doing. I don't think they have the concern. I don't think they have the care or the level of care that technicians used to have. They don't have the pride. Kathy, thank you so much for being here.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.